It's Valentine's Day in Islamabad. Flower stalls are overflowing. Mohammed and Shamuna Tanveer are a rare example of a love marriage.
I was dancing at a friend's wedding and she was standing with her friends. It was love at first sight. I thought she was the most beautiful woman there.
Romantic love and flirting are frowned upon in Pakistan. So Mohammed only talked to Shamuna when her parents were not around, on a cell phone smuggled to her by her cousin. They got married 6 months later, but only after their parents met and approved. Obeying one's parents is central to Pakistan culture. Family ties are considered more important than love. Like most marriages here, Usma Ayub's marriage to Sohail Ahmed Khan was arranged by his mother, Zahida.
Here, the marriages that are the most successful are arranged by the parents. Love marriages don't work out. Parents always think the best for their children, and normally the children are obedient. The parents show them photographs of who they have chosen, and they accept and get married.
Usma and Sohail first met on their wedding day. It's 5 years later, and they have twin boys.
My parents were absolutely correct in their choice. They made the right decision.
Marrying without parental approval can mean being completely cut off from one's family. It can also result in social exile. So for now in Pakistan, Cupid's arrow is still mostly shot by the mothers. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.